us, Bing, and thanks, Durwood.
Hello, folks. Hello, everybody. Rosemary, here we are beginning another daily stroll through Songland.
A stroll through Songland.
Tripping through Toonville, yes.
That describes our show perfectly.
Rather poetic way of putting it, I thought.
Oh, you're a real poet. There's no doubt about that.
I also sing, you know.
Well, let's see how you just do in the singing department.
Got the message. I like New York in June. How about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I love the fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight, motor trips. How about you? I'm mad about good books. Can't get my fill. And Rosie Clooney's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you? Never get my fill. And Rosie Clooney's looks still give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low ain't nothing new, but I like it. What can I do? I like it. How about you?
October Good Housekeeping, exciting as fall itself. First, there's the inside story on Grace Kelly's troubled heart. Why does she face disruption of her domestic life and the possible loss of her throne? Also, you'll be thrilled with the dramatic fashion feature, 8 Ways to Look This Fall, presented in beautiful full color. There's something for your husband, too. The once-in-a-lifetime 18-page meat and potato cookbook to give him the hearty meals he likes, prepared divinely. In addition, October Good Housekeeping is a fiction carnival led by a compelling short novel complete in this issue by famous storyteller John D. MacDonald. And in the Better Way section, a report of deep concern to millions of families, fats in diet. Are they the real key to heart disease? And don't miss October Good Housekeeping's timely appraisal of the new so-called run-proof hosiery. It's all there, all dedicated to helping you and your family lead healthier, happier lives. Get your copy today. That's Good Housekeeping for October.
You're near, that moment's here. I'm almost in your arms. Tonight, the mood is right. I'm almost in your arms. One sound, one word, and I will rush to your embrace. Say that certain word, sigh that certain sigh, and with all my heart to your arms I'll fly. It's strange how we are changed by things that seem so small. One look can write a book. One touch can say it all. We've known those nights alone, and now we've found our way. I'm almost in your arms, almost in your arms to stay. Thank you. Now we are changed by things that seem so small. One look can write a book. One touch can say it all. We've known those nights alone, and now we've found our way. I'm almost in your arms, almost in your arms to stay.
Say, friends, what country do you guess is way out in front in the field of dentistry these days?
Hmm? Well, I think in dentistry, without a doubt, the United States is ahead. I wouldn't know which country's second. I think most other countries are way, way behind the United States, generally speaking.
True. That's true in the main, but as a matter of fact, Japan is the leader dental-wise right at this moment.
Japan? Really? What happened?
Yes, how do you figure that?
Well, hold on to the mic, kids. This is a shocker. Some Japanese dentists now offer their clients teeth in various colors.
Colored teeth?
Yes, high-fashion choppers, you might say. Haute couture.
Oh, no.
That's right. You can get blue teeth, pink teeth, pearl-colored teeth. It's a little spray-on coating for teeth. Quite harmless. Naturally effective.
Effective indeed. Jeepers, blue teeth.
Oh, don't say jeepers. If you don't want blue, take pink.
I don't want any color.
What's the matter with you?
I guess I'm just a reactionary.
You don't dig this wild dental fad, eh, Rosie?
No, sir. I'm just for plain teeth.
Well, I'm with the far to the right group on this deal myself.
Actually, I suppose this fad is more for girls than men.
Well, I hope so.
It's not for this girl.
Well, now, a girl in Japan can wear blue fingernail polish and have teeth to match. Isn't that chic, huh?
Yeah. Blue toenails to match those blue fingernails and blue teeth.
Yeah. Go the route, girls.
Down, Blue Fang.
Say, the switchboard is lighting up. Shall we segue to music?
All through the night, I delight in your love. The night, you're so close to me. All through the night, from a height far above, you. When dawn comes to waken me, you're never there at all. I know you've forsaken me. Again, I can dream I've the right to be close to you all through the night. You
know, no matter what a shocker it is at first, I really think it's just wonderful that Japan has made this giant step forward in dentistry. I'm speaking about the colored teeth.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what it costs to get an upper and lower paint job like that.
I got the figures.
Yeah?
Yeah. For a coating that lasts for a week, the price is $1.20. Now, a job that lasts 3 months costs $5.60.
If I go, I think I'll go for the $1.20 treatment.
Sensible, very sensible attitude.
If any of this is.
I mean, try the colored teeth for a week. Now, if they go over big, if people cheer you, if you have to take bows, then
Then have the 3 months job done.
Yeah, that's the only way to look at it, if you have to look at it.
Well, personally, I say we got to hand it to the Japanese. They like to go. They got imagination. They're inventive, bicuspid-wise.
So I wonder if we could get Rosemary to color up the airways with a pretty pink or pretty blue song about now.
Oh, I've got them in all colors, like jelly beans.
Dress of white, shoes of red, but you can't lose the blues with colors. Purple hats on my head, but you can't lose the blues with colors. Yellow bag trimmed with green, but I'm blue neath the splash of colors. On the outside, a rainbow, a smiley yard wide, an orchid corsage with a pink ribbon. But you can't cover up what you feel deep inside. No, you can't lose the blues with colors. Pink ribbon tied, but you can't cover up what you feel deep inside. No, you can't lose the blues with color.
Here now is Buddy Cole with Laura. Oh, Laura just keeps rolling along, this girl, doesn't she? Buddy does this song, you know, on one of his new Warner Brothers albums, but this is a very special rendition. Well, Potpourri, cooked up for CBS Radio alone. Thank you. You know, Rosemary, I'm in the mood today to collect some travel stickers.
Me too. Where we go?
Would you be intrigued, for instance, in a jaunt to the Isle of Capri?
Oh, would that intrigue me? It would shake me up.
Well, pull yourself together, because that's where we're heading.
Goody.
Here we go.
On the Isle of Capri that I found you,
beneath the shade of an old walnut tree.
Oh, I can still see the flowers blooming round you,
where we met on the Isle of Capri.
You were as sweet as a rose, but a darling,
but somehow fate hadn't meant you for me.
And though we sailed with the tide in the morning,
we are still on the Isle of Capri. Summertime was nearly over, blue Italian skies above.
I said, lady, I'm a rover, can you spare a sweet word of love?
That Capri Isle was a real rearing,
and we were both feeling romantically.
But then the boat was so worn not to linger. 'Twas goodbye to the Isle of Capri. We hit the Isle of Capri.
We hit the Isle of Capri with the tourists.
It seemed that all of the tourists were pure as each man hung around with his wife. We ordered pasta and all kinds of vino, while seven stale mandolins I think the pasta is better at Dino's, which is back on the strip in L.A. Every time we think of Capri,
mandolins that we heard then,
we get quite a strong misapprehension. We may hear them again.
At every dance to memories we made there,
and to that island where romance begins,
I've often felt that we both might have stayed there if it weren't for those stale mandolins.
If it weren't for those stale mandolins.
Until tomorrow, friends, Ken, Rosie, Buddy Cole, and I bid you adieu, with the hope that you'll pencil us in for tomorrow.
Try to give us a listen, will you?
Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. Produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.